I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Oh, happy hump day. It's going to be a bit slow going today. Lots of concert goers in our area took in the farewell tour of the Jukebox Heroes. Yes, Foreigner last night at the Keystone Center. For those not in our area, welcome to a hump day Wednesday. Let's get going. We're going to tell you the story about how using a food app at the drive-thru got a guy a $600 distracting driving ticket yesterday. Oh my God. What kind of cop does that? I'm just trying to get a coffee. Just trying to get a burger or something. We'll tell you where it happened and if the guy's going to take it to court or not. It's Seat Sale Wednesday. Oh, man, we're going to have some record numbers for airfare travel this year, and we've got some good news for Manitoba travelers. I've got, I think, 3 or 4 destinations that are going to be deeply discounted this summer. So if you haven't made your summer vacation plans, you have picked the right show to get up early for. And we're going to roll those out for you a little bit later this morning because we're the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. And we do start with a little bit of sad news. We told you about a month or so ago, if you had Red Lobster gift cards, you should best get on that and use them while you can. They are closing stores left and right. I think they're up to 50 stores now. I'm reading this morning that Red Lobster will likely file for bankruptcy by the end of the month. So we have 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks to go. They're losing staff. They can't keep staff. And it's really unraveling quick. So if you have Red Lobster gift cards, you got to get in there and use them as quick as you can. And I can't believe this is happening. We'll have more on that coming up a little bit later this morning. Sunrise Credit Union introducing the CardWise app. It's the mobile app to manage your Calabria credit card with Sunrise Credit Union. Take control of your credit card with CardWise by setting up automatic payments, enabling alerts and controls, enrolling in e-statements, and more. Download the CardWise app from your phone's app store. Or to learn more, simply visit sunrisecu.mb.ca. As you load up the camper, you load up the cottage, you fill that cooler full of goodies for the long weekend, try to make a co-op gold and your local co-ops of Western Manitoba. You're at home here with co-ops of Westman. From those smokies that have the cheese inside to all the snacks you could ever want. Of course, co-op gold soda pop to go in the cooler. They have got all your long weekend supplies, including the gas to put in that gas tank to get you up to the lake or cottage this long weekend. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here at Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepaw, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op too. And at Leon's Furniture Superstore, the Spring It On event. It's the Spring It On event. 50% off select bedroom furniture. Save up to 50% on select accent chairs and recliners. Buy more, save more on select major appliance packages and TVs. Save up to 50% on select clearance mattresses and up to 25% on all new Tempur-Pedic mattresses. And take 2 years to pay with 0% interest and 24 equal monthly payments. Some restrictions apply. See Leon's at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon's West End or visit them at leons.ca. events calendar, whoever makes this up, whoever makes up these holidays. And people ask me all the time, where do you get like Cinnamon Bun Day from? And how do you know it's Chili Day? And it's like Google. I mean, it's Google has these days. Every day is a different celebratory day for something else. And I've got the calendar and I look at it and go, well, there's like 100 different things to celebrate today. What would be the most interesting? And since we had the show last night, I figured, let's make it musical. People wanted to talk about concerts, so we did. First concerts we ever went to. And now we're moving to something, because not everybody went to a show. Mine was Sharon Lois and Brahms. So let's do first music you ever bought. Technically, first music you ever bought day. A CD, it could be an MP3, could be an 8-track tape. Maybe it's an old 78 RPM record of Bill Haley and the Comets, Rock Around the Clock. I have that. I bought it on eBay. It wasn't my first. A Merry Christmas to me. I was 6 rum and eggnogs into my eBay experience back in the early 2000s and figured, I'm going to get this for myself. I deserve it. Order. And the next day you wake up. Oh, man, I had too much rum and eggnog. What did I buy? I bought a record. I'm glad I did at the end of that. And it was only like $150. But Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock is the first number one hit single on the Billboard Top 40 of all time. It is officially the number one, and I've got it on a 78. It's so brittle. It's a really old record album that goes on the turntable, spins around, crackles and pops, and it sounds like doo-wop music. It is doo-wop music. What am I talking about? So we're asking you this morning, first music you ever bought. It's first music you ever bought day. What was the record, the tape, the CD, the MP3, the LimeWire download? Remember those days? The Napster download? Maybe it was an 8-track tape of Smokey and the Bandit, the soundtrack. Sherry Lamont says hers was New Kids on the Block cassette tape. Carrie Baranyuk says No Doubt on CD. Quentin said The Goonies soundtrack. Oh, that was a good one. Cyndi Lauper's on there, I remember. Then the Rocky IV soundtrack. He was part of the, I'm sure you were, Quentin was probably part of the Columbia Records 20 cassettes for a penny club. Ryan Marcus said, speaking of music, I heard HMV is back in Winnipeg. Yep, inside Toys R Us by Polo Park. They have a section just for HMV. Well, what's interesting is that record albums have made a huge comeback. The kids love the Barnes & Noble bookstore at Polo Park. It's not in the mall. It's off to the east of Polo Park. And when you go upstairs, they've got a whole section of records. It's pretty cool. And, I mean, they've got your classic records. I think it was Road Reverend who said his was Supertramp Breakfast in America. Absolutely iconic. That I can just see that record album cover of the waitress in the diner with all the different diner stuff around her, the salt and pepper shakers and the coffee cups and everything that's in shape like Manhattan. That's pretty cool. It's iconic. I can see that in my mind. They've got that for sale. And then like they've got the new Taylor Swift album for sale. So albums, kids love them. My daughter's got a record player. My 18-year-old nephew has a record player. He's just Elton John super fan. He's got all his albums. So albums are made. I'm not surprised. That's really cool. You know, in light of iconic stores like Red Lobster going broke, it's like it's nice to see something actually come back that we'd thought we'd lost. That Red Lobster story, you know, I know we've been talking about it for a month, but I'm still in shock about that. We'll get to that in a little bit. Use up those gift cards. If you're just peering in on the show real quickly before heading off to work, they're going to be done. They're going to be done probably by June 1st. So get them used up while you got them. Trev Webb says Top Gun soundtrack. Everybody had that. Yes, I think so. In fact, I had the jacket. I had the, I think in seventh grade, I had joined Air Cadets, and I had gone to an Army and Navy thrift store in Winnipeg and actually bought the the jacket, the pilot's jacket. And then I, before the internet, I don't even know how I got my hands on all these Air Force badges, but put them all over my jacket thinking I'm Tom Cruise. That movie had everybody riled up. The original Tom Cruise and the original Top Gun, it had everybody fired up. Everybody wanted to be a fighter pilot after that. To Kenny Loggins. Away to the danger zone. Goose! Goose! No! Have you seen the new one? It's Goose's kid, isn't it? Highway to the danger zone. Debbie Kynock says, yep, 8-track. But you have to tell us, Deb, what did you have on 8-track? Was it Smokey and the Bandit? My parents had ABBA 8-tracks. That's how ABBA was introduced to me. In the green 1981 Datsun hatchback, cruising down the street. Dancing queen, young and lean, only 17. Bum, bum, bum. Quentin says that the bookstore in our mall has a vinyl section. I don't know how they managed to clamor onto that, that bookstores are selling records, but that's how it's rolling in 2024, and it's good to see them coming back. Ryan says, Will Smith, Biggie Willie style. Janine says, not the first I bought, but I have had Fleetwood Mac Rumors on 8-track, record album, cassette, CD, and Apple Music. That is fantastic. Big Fleetwood Mac, that is a good album. That's another iconic one. That's right up there with Supertramp. Good pick. If you're gonna own an album and have it on various formats so that you're prepared for any situation, you just don't know. You don't know. You could be in the living room and you got company over and you want to impress the young kids with a, hey, you want to see a record album? That's how it used to be before they all made this comeback. But when my kids were in high school, I'd be like, yeah, what's a record? Then I'd put the records on and be like, oh, it spins around. How does it play? You put the needle on there. Oh, this is so cool. Now they all have them, but you just never knew. And then a cassette, you're ready. CD, Apple Music, have it on your phone. Oh, yeah. It was 1985. I was at the Shoppers Mall in Brandon. I was at a record store. Back in the day when that's all they sold was records. There were three records that I bought. One was Tears Are Not Enough. The other one was Motley Crue, Smoking in the Boys' Room. But this is the one I remember and likely hung on to the longest. USA for Africa. We are the world. I wanted to help the children of the world even at 12 years old. This is the first piece of music I bought. We are the children. We are the ones to see a brighter day, so let's start giving. It's a choice we're making. We're living our own lives. It's true to have a brighter day, just you and me. I don't know if those are the lyrics or not. But Cindy says, my first album was either REO Speedwagon or Bay City Rollers. First radio job where I got to play rock music was in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan on a morning show, and I called them REO Speedwagon. Until the phone lines lit up. Here's Rio Speedwagon. Take it on the run, baby. Take it on the run, baby. Bay City Rollers. S-A-T-R-Y-D-A-Y. Or S-A-T-U-R-D. I can't even spell. Can't sing the song. Can't spell. If you can't spell, you can't sing Bay City Rollers. Shit, yep. Karen Enns had Bay City Rollers, too. Debbie Kynock. Will do anything for love, but I won't do that. Meatloaf. But probably not that one. That was a 90s version of Meatloaf. His was Paradise by the Dashboard Light. Yeah. Where did all that music go? No, I don't even know if there's any radio stations that would even touch that song anymore. Paradise by the Dashboard Light. Now, you'll hear it at a lot of socials, dances, private parties. But I'd be hard-pressed to put a radio station on, and this is Meatloaf, Paradise by the Dashboard Light. Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Dun, 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 dun. Trev Webb says, Beverly Hills Cop soundtrack. That's another one. Oh, he's like, dun, 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 dun. And then, what was it? Crazy Frog redid that in the 2000s. Quentin says, I'm waiting for Red Lobster gift cards to go on sale for 50%. Yeah, no, you're not. You'll be waiting. They're just going to shutter her down. 50 stores in the last week have just been, they've come in and said, we're not opening today. Yeah. And I mean, it's being reported in the media. So if you work at the Red Lobster, you're saying, okay, I'm looking for another job now. And a lot of people are quitting. And then those are the stores that they're closing next. And it's just cascading. It's crazy. Debbie Kynock says, got some Elvis Presley LPs too. Oh, those will be worth some money maybe, depending. Clint says, Starship, we built this city on rock and roll. Also, Men Without Hats, both on tape. Blessed Mom, I still love that song, We Are the World. Such a cool song. And apparently they made a documentary. It's on Netflix. Haven't seen it. I guess I should watch it since it was my first piece of music that I bought. Kanix Stowe says, In Excess, but not sure the album name. It's what you need now. Bah, dun, 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 dun. In Excess. Suicide Blonde, potentially? Maybe? App Law Office is the place to go if you're in need of some legal assistance when it comes to buying or selling a home. They've got a friendly, knowledgeable staff that is waiting to assist you with all your questions when it comes to buying or selling a piece of property, and you're going to need a lawyer. That is something that is required if you are transferring ownership of property. So go see the friendly staff at App Law Office. They specialize in real estate and corporate law, and they also help with wills and estate planning, which is also a very important thing to have for you or for someone that you know. App Law Office is at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th Street. At Natural Elements Brand, and I invite you to visit their Facebook page, and better yet, check out their website at floataway.ca to see all the amazing services that they provide, including the Epsom salt floats. Did you know floating has been around since the 50s? For over 70 years, millions of people around the world have floated effortlessly in over 1,000 pounds of Epsom salt for 60 minutes as a way to reduce stress, minimize anxiety, relieve pain, sleep better, find deeper meditation, and get a greater athletic recovery. Go to floataway.ca to see all the services, or better yet, pop on by 2940 Victoria Avenue in Brandon and visit Corey and the crew at Natural Elements. And a reminder, Tim Hortons on 18th Street is undergoing a renovation. They've got something new and exciting coming to the Tim Hortons on 18th Street. We affectionately call that one the Canadian Tire Tim Hortons, because it's literally across the parking lot from Canadian Tire. Not sure how long those renovations are going to take, but they do have a special, pretty cool Tim Hortons trailer set up there for you. Now, that's takeaway and drive-through service for all your Tim Hortons goodies. Of course, they have got 10 locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdun, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Moosomin. Flatbread pizzas, chicken parmesan, bacon everything, pepperoni, and simply cheese. And for drinks, get an ice cap, the caramel ice cap or Oreo double stuff ice cap. And they've got two new sparkling quenchers for summer, mango starfruit and wild berry hibiscus, and a new tiramisu cold brew. Tiramisu, there we go. It's a tiramisu cold brew. Tim Hortons, Brandon, Verdun, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Moosomin.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
at the drive-thru to get a ticket because you're going through the drive-thru and you want to redeem some points? Is that worthy of a ticket? Apparently so. I'm glad to hear that this guy is going to fight it. Here's how it went down.
Barely even moving, I'm just rolling. And I go like this to open up my McDonald's app. And I look in my rearview mirror, and there's a motorcycle cop behind me.
That happened when Mason Prima left work to get some lunch. He wanted to use up a free lunch that he had earned on his McDonald's app. The officer came to his window.
Sure, I'm like, I'm on my McDonald's app. I'm loading up the code right now to get a free meal. I did think he was just going to let me go because I'm just trying to get a free meal. Turns out to be a very expensive lunch.
That's Mason Prima. This is in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, where this went down. Guy's in a muscle car just trying to get himself a free Big Mac. What's the big deal?
The whole thing for Mason was contradictory since he needed the app to complete his order, a catch-22.
Yeah, I was kind of just shocked, to be honest, because I've never had that before. I open my app up every time I go to the drive-thru.
And the reason it's shocking, according to a local criminal defense lawyer, is that there is a lot of gray area when it comes to technology and the law.
I feel for the individual that got charged here. If
this is Brian Perfoli, criminal defense lawyer and part-time NFL quarterback coach.
If he was just literally, in fact, in a drive-through area, not on a public roadway.
Feverly admits he doesn't have all the particulars in this case, but says having an officer catching cell phone users in a drive-through doesn't seem to be a good use of resources for police.
And I would venture to guess that a great majority of people would utilize their cell phones in lineups such as that. Probably shouldn't be considered illegal, but it's obviously debatable.
He says cell phone use is clearly dangerous, but questions the circumstances here.
I didn't have my foot on the gas or brake. It was just rolling, like barely moving.
The ticket amount is $580, which for this 18-year-old is a hefty amount, but he's most concerned about the demerits off his license. We reached out to Saskatoon police who said, without knowing all particulars, they couldn't comment on this case. Prima feels strongly that he should not have to pay this ticket, and he's prepared to fight it in court. That date is set for July 31st.
The reality is that driving with a cell phone is dangerous, but this is at the drive-thru. This is at the drive-thru. I mean, you're not on a public roadway. Come on. I mean, that is one hell of a happy meal. That's what you call an unhappy meal. $600 unhappy meal. Dang Dong says cop must have been behind on his quota. That could possibly be he didn't get his coffee and donuts that day. So someone's gonna pay. Poor Mason just wanted a free burger, and instead, it cost him $600. Blessed Mama says, holy cow, yikes. Cindy says, lots of restaurants have rewards that you need to use your phone. I'm assuming that they want you to use it, or police would prefer that you use it in the store. I think they do have the leeway to say, yeah, you know, is this truly a safety issue? Is it really? Is this what the law was created for as they sat down and said, you know, we don't want people on their phones because you get a cranky cop on the wrong day and they have what's called discretion. And they can, what that is code for, we can basically do what we want. If we step outside the bounds, take us to court. Quentin says, however, if you rear-ended the car ahead of you while using the app, then what happens? It's a good point. Maybe that's what they were thinking. Dang Dong says, hell, McDonald's asks for your code every single drive-thru order. Ricacho says, for roll up the rim, you had to use the app. Again, I think that police would like to have you use these apps in store, not behind the wheel of your car, which is a problem for drive-thru. Cindy says, automatic fine and 3-day suspension for being on a cell in Manitoba. Don't ask me how I know. Oh, no, Cindy. Oh, no. How big of a fine was it for your friend? Donald should give the kid $600 in gift cards. Good marketing. I like it. Take those lemons, make some lemonade. The unnamed person, we will change the name and we'll change the event, Cindy, although you mentioned it in chat. I'm so sorry. What was he doing? It must have been wedding related. $300 was the fine. Cop let him start 3 days after the wedding because he had to drive the bride, Michelle, to the ceremony. Oh, what would have been even better is a warning and a selfie and a happy congratulations to the bride. Now, there's, again, something that would go viral in a good way. And you do hear these stories of cops doing that. I think that, you know, there's nothing wrong with being kind as long as safety is. I mean, if he was doing 120 kilometers an hour down the highway and he had his, you know, he's got a cheeseburger in one hand and his phone in the other. And I mean, they're going to make that judgment, I guess. And then anyway, expensive meal for that kid, expensive meal for that kid. But what isn't expensive is your next summer trip. Now, I want you to think North America and I want you to just name cities. Dang dong. Serve and protect and generate revenue. Isn't that true? Yes, sirree, Bob. So I want you to think about if you could get a cheap flight anywhere in North America, name a city that you'd love to go to. Name a city. Rifle it in chat. Give us in chat a city, North America. So Canada, U.S., Mexico. What city this summer would you like to visit on the cheap? And we'll see if we can make somebody happy in chat. Because I have got five cities in North America that are really cheap. You're going to be so excited when I tell you about this. But first, I got to remind you that if you're looking for hot dogs and hamburger buns for the cottage or the campsite, you know where to go, right? Kuiper's Family Bakery. They've got your sticky buns. They've got your cookies, your tarts, your treats. It's so cooler friendly. You cannot imagine. You will be the hit of the barbecue if you show up with some garlic toast from Kuiper's Family Bakery. Or maybe you just want to buy their fresh bread and make your own garlic toast. Oh, my God. Off the charts. Their rye bread is incredible. If it's coming out of the oven and it's bread, it's Kuiper's Family Bakery, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner beside Tasty's. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. This long weekend before you hit the lake, make sure your vehicle is going to get you to the cottage and back. Fluids are good. Make sure that you don't got a burnt out tail light, signal light. They check all that stuff when you go for your Murray Chev oil change that helps the community. It's Bear Clan, Samaritan House, and Helping Hands. They get a donation every time you take your vehicle to Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. A great place to get an oil change. And check the lineup at murraychevbrandon.com. And finally, Alternative Choice Garden Center. Maybe this long weekend, you aren't going to be at the cottage or at the lake. Maybe you're going to be a little closer to home taking care of some yard work. Maybe you're going to be picking up some plants, some hanging baskets or house plants or patio pots or annuals. Maybe you're going to get that flower bed done for the summer. Make it Alternative Choice Garden Center. Not only do they have a great selection of plants, pots, and accessories, but they also have an awesome lineup of experts. They've got people to help you with valuable information. Not everybody has a green thumb, and that is where the folks at Alternative Choice Garden Center really go above and beyond. They've got a knowledgeable staff, super helpful, and again, it's a beautiful spot to enjoy. 34th and Patricia, go to alternativegroup.ca. Where does everybody want to go? Nowhere? Nowhere. North American cities. North American cities that you want to go to. There are five that have just come on sale. This could be an exciting summer if you're ready to hop on a plane. And these are flights from Winnipeg. Not Brandon. Winnipeg. Ready? Cindy says she wants to go to Vegas. Yes, Vegas is one of them. Niagara Falls. No, that's a miss. That's a miss on the Niagara Falls. I'm sorry, keeping the pink. Cindy says Kelowna. Well, it's going to be smoky out there anyway. I'm sorry, it's not. Mama Sunday wants to go to Miami for the summertime. You can get to the ocean. I'll tell you where in just a second. First up is Winnipeg to Montreal. If you've ever wanted to go to Montreal, this is for summer travel too. For June, July, and August, Winnipeg to Montreal. Normally, something like that's going to cost you $800. Want to know the price? $230 return, including your taxes, to Montreal. Just announced by WestJet. So if you've ever wanted to go to Quebec, not on my list, but I know a lot of people that have gone and they've loved it. It literally is like leaving the country. It kind of is. Let's be honest. Quebec is its own thing. It's like going to France. It's like going to Europe, except they use our money. So go and check out Montreal. $230. you're not even going to stay in Winnipeg for one night for $230. And again, availability for travel is June, July, August. I'm going to post these deals, by the way, on my website at tylerglennshow.com so you can do a quick search and link up, okay? So that is very cool. Montreal. Riccaccio wants to go to Toronto to see the Blue Jays. Well, I do have some good news on that, and I'll share in just a moment. It's not actually a flight to Toronto, but you can do, it is kind of frowned upon, but there is a hack I'll explain to you in just a second. Mama Sunday said East Coast would be amazing. Yes, you are not going to believe this deal to the East Coast. That's coming up. First to the West Coast. You ever want to see California? If you want to go in June, September, or October, Los Angeles is on sale. WestJet needs to fill the seats to L.A. $279 Canadian round trip, including your taxes. That is a great deal. That is unbelievable. So if you want to check out Venice Beach, Santa Monica, Disneyland, Palm Beach, Huntington Beach, Los Angeles is only $200 away this summer. Incredible deal. $279. And that's not all. Even cheaper is Canixtowe. Yes, San Francisco. Winnipeg to San Francisco, $276 return, including taxes. Canixtowe, buy me a souvenir. Can you? Buy me. I would love to go back there. I was there last October. It's beautiful. Oh, my God. You hit the jackpot, Canixtowe. See ya. Summer in San Francisco. How cool is this? Now, you can't go in June. It's July and August travel, okay? So July and August, if you want to go to San Francisco, you can't beat that deal. That's insane. And there's two more. Now, Cindy wanted to go to Vegas. Vegas is on for $257. That includes your taxes. Round trip from Winnipeg. Las Vegas, that's for June only, though. So book that quick, Cindy. And again, I take a 2XL, depending, sometimes 3XL, but 2XL would probably work if it's a T-shirt from Las Vegas. And finally, the last one, and this is the one for Mama Sunday. The East Coast would be amazing, and this is crazy. It's $180. The prices do range. There's a window here, $180 to $280. So the least you'll pay is $180 return, taxes in, to Halifax from Winnipeg. $180? Now, some of the flights go up to $280, but it's between $180 and $280 return to Halifax. Now, to Riccaccio's Toronto question, the flight stops in Toronto. So people do this. Again, the airlines don't like it, but if you get a $180 return flight to Halifax that stops in Toronto, you just miss your Halifax connection. And you stay in Toronto. Because if the Toronto flight is going to be $400, you might as well buy the Halifax flight, get off the plane in Toronto, enjoy Toronto, and then when the Halifax run comes back in, you jump on that plane back to Winnipeg. There's a name for it, but I can't remember. The kids are doing it. The airlines don't like it, but then that's how it rolls. Isn't that cheap? $180? I can't stay in Winnipeg for one night in a hotel for $180, let alone get a return trip anywhere. And that's to Halifax. I think I might just go for shits and giggles. Just take a weekend and go to Halifax. Yeah, just to say I did, just to smell the ocean. Red Lobster has started to close stores. And we are getting reports this morning that Red Lobster will file for bankruptcy later this month. A filing could come as early as next week, according to the Wall Street Journal, as the seafood chain closes its restaurants. This is shocking, disappointing, baffling, all at the same time. How can a restaurant that was so successful for so long call it quits and shut the doors? Now, I know we joke about the endless shrimp and how we all took advantage of the all-you-can-eat. And restaurants do have to be careful with food costs, and people can get carried away. Not me. I'm speaking on behalf of my friend Taylor. This is not good. When you talk about restaurants that people can agree on, not everybody can agree on a place to go and eat, but you throw a Red Lobster, people are like, yeah, I could do that. Then you got some people that are like, oh, God, if I'm in a city that's got a Red Lobster, I have got to go there. So it's got to be tough, especially post-COVID. COVID just completely put the restaurant, the food business, the food service business on the ropes. First, a reminder, at Skydancer Casino this weekend, Chapel Hart takes to the stage. If you're a fan of the America's Got Talent contestants, finalists, you're going to want to see Chapel Hart. This Sunday, they take to the stage at the Skydancer Event Center. Nelly is coming in August. Of course, we've got Hunter Hayes coming in November. The water park is just waiting for you and your family. The water park hotel deal is still in effect. A double queen standard room and four water park tickets at Turtle Island Water Park, just $159 weekdays and $179 on weekends. Some restrictions apply. Call Skydancer Casino or visit them at skydancercasino.com for complete details. And we're just days away from the opening of the new trampoline park that'll go with the water park at Skydancer Casino. At Auto Fashion, it's not detailing, it is fine auto finishing. And at Auto Fashion, they take some of the most luxurious vehicles from across southern Manitoba and southeastern Saskatchewan into their showroom to show them some love, attention, and perfection. Protection, perfection. At Auto Fashion. And if they can take care of a $150,000 Porsche, they can take care of my vehicle. They can take care of yours too. Give it that that ceramic coating to make sure that nothing bad's going to happen to your car. Man, if they could just give it some kind of bubble so that you'd never have a scratch and dent, that'd be great. But if you do get one, remember Auto Fashion. They're MPI and SGI accredited. And remember them for hail damage. They're still doing a lot of hail claims from last summer, but they've got room for you at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet. And finally, the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. Looking forward to seeing you on Friday. Oh, it's going to be a great show. We'll be streaming live from the Clarso Nordic Spa on Friday. And you know what? Keep in mind that during the month of May, the calendar at the Elkhorn Resort is full of events for all to enjoy. Soulful live music, connect with guest fortune tellers, indulge in wine and beer tastings at the resort, children's activities, and a whole lot more. After a day of adventures at Riding Mountain National Park, make sure that Elkhorn Resort is your ultimate base camp to explore the area. Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa. Call 848-2802 or visit them online or visit their social media channels to stay up to date on all their deals. Base camp at Clear Lake, Elkhorn Resort. We'll prepare for a Thirsty Thursday tomorrow, okay? Have a great Hump Day Wednesday. Have an awesome day. Thank you for being here. And we'll see you again tomorrow at 7 a.m. for more food, fun places, and mayhem. Have a great day, guys. See you again soon.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinner time favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.